Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, yeah. Odyssey family, my name is Taryn Daly, and today is such an exciting day. I'm always so tickled that I get to be the one to catch up with you, Greg. Greg Harris is the CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this morning we received some huge news about who these potential inductees will be. The nominees have been announced, and it's quite an exciting year. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it's a fantastic year. You know, it's a huge day here at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sitting in the museum right now in Cleveland, Ohio, and we announced our nominees. So this class of 14 for consideration for induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be the 2023 class is huge. Eight of them, it's their first time ever nominated. And a few of them are back for a second, third, or fourth, maybe even a fifth nomination. And it's a great list. Have you shared it with your listeners yet?
Yes. The news is out. I'm going to run through the list really quick. We've got Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden, Joy Division and New Order, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine, the Soundgarden guys are just, you know, fantastic. The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest, The White Stripes, and one of my personal favorites, Warren Zevon. It's amazing. Just as far as like just the style of the music, this is a very diverse genre, I would say, that we're looking at this year, which is very exciting because all of these artists have contributed to the world of rock, influenced rock or have had rock influence their music. And to your point, there's some that are back for like multiple, you know, this is the, you know, maybe third, fourth or fifth time that they've been considered. Who are you most surprised that is not in yet?
Oh, you know, one, I think this is a great ballot. And I almost hate to pick one over another, but in doing a lot of interviews today about it, there have been a few folks that have been surprised that Warren Zevon wasn't in yet. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a quote in Rolling Stone in the early 80s where it said that coming out of the 1970s, the emerging American songwriters are Bruce Springsteen, Jackson Brown, Neil Young, and Warren Zevon. And the work he did since then is just off the charts. It's a little bittersweet because he had a very aggressive form of cancer that was incurable. And he left us an amazing body of work and was admired by all of his peers. And so many folks wanted to play on his records, be part of his songs and record his songs that there is sometimes a little surprise that he's not already in. Mm-hmm. And the others on this list, you know, it's just incredible. It's just a great group. It underscores, like you said, the diversity of what we think of as rock and roll. And really, it's not just one sound, it's many sounds, and it's an attitude. It's an attitude and a spirit, and that's rock and roll.
Absolutely. And Warren Zevon's Stand in the Fire live album is spinning on my turntable right now. So it's, yeah, I'm with you. There are some just amazing storytellers on this list. And Warren Zevon's obviously one of them. And Sheryl Crow, for instance, you know, you talk about somebody that just transcends genres. She can be rock, she can be folk, she can be country, she can be blues. And so many of these artists, they don't want to be stuck in one lane. So it's very important that we get to celebrate all of these amazing artists coming from all these different directions under one beautiful umbrella of just, you know, celebrating talent. One that I'm very excited personally about is Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, because I was so inspired by her and the fact that she was just such a pioneer as a female in the rap and hip hop world. Her debut album was one of the most successful debut albums of all time, not just in the rap world, but just in music. And she's also the first female hip hop nominee. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, when we were talking about the nomination and Missy Elliott's name came up, some of the folks in the committee shared that if they're putting together a hip hop tribute, people will frequently ask, is Missy going to be on the show? And they all of the artists, all the other artists look to her as a leader. And as you know, she's an amazing songwriter, amazing performer. She also produces her own stuff. You know, she's the full package. And it would be fitting if she's the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, first hip hop artist. So she's incredible. I'm glad you mentioned her. There's a number of folks on this list that Sheryl Crow also does most of her own production work. You know, she doesn't need a producer. She knows what sound she wants to get, and then she finds a way to get it. George Michael, I believe, did his own was his own producer for many of his stuff. Of course, Jack White always controls his voice and does it well. And I could get on the list, but Kate Bush. Kate Bush is the same way. Yeah, remarkable. Yes.
She was one of those people that just, you know, she didn't take no for an answer. If someone told her no, she just did it herself and she did it better. And I think with this, you know, the Stranger Things series, I mean, I was addicted to that and just binged the whole thing. And to watch her get almost like finally get the amount of credit that she truly deserved after that, I guess better late than never. And now that she is being, you know, honored with this nomination, you know, kudos to Kate Bush. We're all huge fans of hers. And this is really exciting to see.
I agree. You know, it's really extra interesting about Kate Bush. You know, she breaks on the scene in the 70s with, you know, Peter Gabriel and doing work with Genesis, and there's some Pink Floyd connection. And then she does her own thing, and she has hits in the 80s, pretty big stardom in the UK, but never that massive in the US, but she has hits. And she was nominated to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. As well as 2021 before Stranger Things.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So she was the nominating committee recognized her artistry and her impact. Now the whole world is hearing about it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an exciting moment for her. And hopefully that's, you know, having been nominated three other times, hopefully this puts her over the top. It's the same music. It's just being distributed wider and impacting mm-hmm. more people.
Absolutely. One person whose music has been impacting people for many years is Willie Nelson. He's about to be 90 this year. And, you know, you look at last year, first Dolly Parton, now Willie Nelson. We are seeing these country artists come into this Rock Hall. Who else from the country world do you think might have a spot in the Rock Hall at some point in the future?
Well, let's look back. You know, Hank Williams has been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for decades. Bob Wills of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, amazing Texas swing, really roots of rock and roll, is inducted. Johnny Cash is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Everlys have as many country hits as rock hits. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Lee Lewis actually has more country records out than rock and roll records. But, you know, so we have a pretty good lineup of country artists in already. And then we move into this era with Willie. Willie has over 90 albums, studio albums that he's released. It's insane. It's
bonkers.
And still touring, still playing. But it also is a chance to talk about that rock and roll has many sounds, but that attitude and spirit. You know, here's a guy that almost single-handedly launches outlaw country music, and with the Redheaded Stranger, and really pushes the envelope with being the freedom to be who he is. And that's one of the hallmarks, I think, of great rock and roll, is it's a voice of freedom. And Willie is that voice and has that power. You'll notice I avoided saying who else should be named. I'm trying to think of who's been nominated in the past. You know, John Prine was nominated in the past, more, you know, folk Americana than country, but sort of a similar thing. In fact, he's an artist that, again, was nominated once before. But before, Taryn, we start thinking who should be in the future, let's celebrate this year's class.
Yes, absolutely. One that, you know, personally, I'm super pumped about is seeing Iron Maiden on the list. They just did their big Legacy of the Beast tour. You know, over 40 years as a band. And I think they've released altogether, if you put like studio albums and live albums and compilations, like 41 albums. I mean, these guys have been working so hard for so long. My question is, if they get in and they have a place in the museum, can we get one of those giant Eddies from their stage show in there? Is that too big for the ceilings at the Rock Hall Museum?
We have a Pink Floyd wall with the inflatable. So heck yeah, we could put one of those babies in here. It would really be exciting. It's fun to think that, you know, we talked about Warren Zevon, piano playing, songwriting guy, then the triple guitar assault of Iron Maiden in the same class. It's really exciting and really fun. Now, Maiden was nominated once before, but we're hopeful that after the success of, you know, Judas Priest last year, that Maiden is inducted as well. What a great, we're thrilled that they're on the ballot.
Yes, that's going to be very exciting. And you know, to go back to the Rock Hall's museum, one thing that's really great after these, you know, inductees are named, you guys start, you know, curating some pretty special items. And I feel like this group has a lot of potential. I mean, you look at like someone like Cyndi Lauper, who had just one of the most iconic looks and just broke the mold and just changed pop. You know, you think about some of her iconic outfits and looks that, I mean, is so excited to see if, you know, that's something that would make it in there. Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello. He's got some of the most recognizable guitars that you've ever seen. And you know, when you look at it, that that's a Tom Morello guitar. What other items, looking at this list, would you be after? Or do you think people would be so excited to see in person?
Well, you know, very, very visual, the White Stripes. Always had a striking, you know, that black and red, some of those outfits that would be a fit and fans would immediately recognize, oh, that's Meg White's drum kit with that pattern and that look. And that's Jack White's suit in a second. You know, I'd be really intrigued personally, the Spinners, of course, embody Philly soul. And there's some matching outfits that would be really fun to exhibit that would help tell that story. And, you know, that's the thing. Some of the artists that was a combination of sounding great and also they were in our lives because of videos, we would want to show the actual outfits that they wore in those iconic videos. That would be pretty special and pretty exciting.
With George Michael being on this list, I just wanted you to know that the one and only song I know how to play on saxophone is Careless Whisper. So if you guys need any help, if he makes it through and he's you know, receives that award posthumously, I will play the sax for you guys if you need it.
Wow. That is a random skill.
That should tell you how bad I am at saxophone if I only know how to play one song. So don't actually take me up on this offer.
Yeah, he's, you know, I kind of dig in and do a little more research on these nominees. And he's one that really, I didn't realize, one, his songwriting is so amazing and so many people admire it. But he also really controlled his production, controlled his sound, even went toe-to-toe with his record company like Prince did at the same time. And it made it much better for artists today. But he paid the price. He lost that battle with Sony and it hurt his career. But he stuck to his guns and really pushed the envelope for other creatives.
Absolutely. One fact I learned about him recently was that he was the most played artist on British radio for like 20 something years. It's crazy.
From 1998, I think, to 2008, the most played artist on British charts. And I will say, while we're talking about him, what's the Last Christmas? That song. It's the number one UK holiday song, and it's a big tradition over there, and it's like a breakup, like you know, a bit of a FU song.
Oh yeah.
It's a pretty heavy duty Christmas message, and there's a version out there by the other UK singer Frank Turner. It's like a punk rock song.
It's really good. I love it. It's so exciting. And, you know, again, just looking at this list, I'm thrilled with who these nominees are. I believe you got, the voting starts pretty soon.
It's so right now.
It's now.
Fans can vote by going to vote.rockhall.com. And then the ballots go out to over 1,000 voters. And most of them are all the other inductees. So, you know, Dave Grohl gets a vote and Smokey Robinson gets a vote. And, you know, the Deborah Harry gets a vote. They all get the ballots and they come back. And then the top five vote getters are the ones elected. And we'll announce that in early May. And at the same time, we'll announce where the induction is going to be and what the date is.
And the induction has moved around a little bit. Is that, do you guys have like a system for where and when, or is it kind of a little bit more fluid?
Yeah. There was a system that got a little disrupted by COVID. But we're getting it back in sync. Last year it was in LA. The year before that it was in Cleveland. We're going to be on a rhythm when we we'll be on a rhythm to do it sort of with certain cities on a regular basis. That's the plan. And right now we're just going to wait and announce that in May.
Oh, very exciting. And this has been honestly like the biggest news of the day. Everybody's talking about it. So thank you for talking with Odyssey about it, Greg. I appreciate it. Any last thoughts before I let you go and just enjoy the day of such a successful launch of this year's nominees?
My final thoughts are, you know, how great that we get to do this as our jobs and talk about these things. One, and the other is we are so thrilled at the fan response to this ballot. There's so many different artists, so many different types of slices of music represented. And it's really exciting to see the passion. I wish we could induct them all, but it's going to end up being just five of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I cannot wait to see how this all plays out. I think no matter what, people are going to be very happy because this is just a beautiful beautiful list of artists and their contributions to music and pop culture. You know, you can't argue that everybody deserves to be there. So thank you so much. And let's keep in touch and rock on.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.